Welcome back to the Byland Podcast. My name is Emery. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to Better Backpacking. This is episode 107, and I wanted to take some time to offer my thoughts on how the coronavirus is impacting through hikes all over the United States. There are a lot of people overseas impacted by the travel ban that are supposed to be starting their thru hikes and can no longer do that. And they're probably wondering what that means. And so I wanted to just offer my thoughts on the matter and how you might be able to look at it. Because I think it's really important to have perspective on some stuff. I also wanted to chat about those inside the United States that are supposed to be starting their thru hikes and are wondering if they should or should not. And finally, I dive into backcountry decision-making and what that is and why it's important and what you can learn from it. And all of this applies to every single one of you, regardless of whether you are starting a thru hike or not. It's all applicable. So please enjoy this episode. And if you learn something from it or you have any thoughts, please consider leaving those as a comment or a thread inside the Byland Podcast Facebook group. If you're not a member, there are links in the description of this episode to join. I'd love to have you in there. And I'd love to just hear everyone's experience on how to deal with adversity and when dreams kind of get crushed, or backcountry decision-making when you make a good one and you see the result, or you make a bad one and you see the result. So yeah, that's what I'm talking about in this episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's beneficial. But without further ado, episode 107, let's go. I think we would probably all agree that this whole coronavirus thing is weird, to say the least. It's impacted so many people around the world, and I would imagine that it's going to do so for a very long time, at least a few months, I'm guessing. Like everyone else in the world, my head's down looking at my own personal situation, and I completely forgot that the worldwide bans on travel are impacting a ton of hikers coming from overseas to hike the incredible long distance trail system that we have here in the United States. When I hiked in 2017, there were probably more Europeans on the trail than Americans, which was kind of shocking, but I think it's also really great. At least that was in my bubble, I should mention. Like I wasn't on the trail in every situation, but at least in my bubble, there was a lot of Europeans. And I would only imagine that after 3 years, those numbers have increased rather than decreased. So there are a lot of people coming from overseas hiking these trails, and they are being impacted greatly, like unable to even hike. You know, they're going to miss the season. So that was kind of like my first aha moment of, whoa, these Europeans and whoever else, they're locked down. They can't come and hike this trail that I cherish so much and that they've probably dreamed of doing for quite a while. So that was the first one. And then I had a listener email me about their trip, and they were just like, hey, can you give me some thoughts on whether or not I should continue with my plans to hike with all of this weirdness going on? And they are located inside the United States, and they're considering, well, is this a good decision or a bad decision? And they described their position as being 50-50. And that, my friends, is the no fun zone of decision making when you are 50-50. That sucks. So do you stay home and take care of family with all of this going on? Or do you continue to move forward with your plans and hike? So that got me thinking about decision making and how it plays a role in our outdoor activities. First off, I just want to say to those coming here to hike who are impacted by the travel bans, I feel terrible. Making a commitment both financially, socially, and emotionally to come and hike one of these long trails is such an undertaking that having it swept away from you without your control is just heavy. I cannot imagine what you're feeling But I wanted to take a minute to at least offer some thoughts on where you go from here. And also to those who have plans to hike the trails and are still able to, but are wondering if it's a good idea or not, we will get into that as well. If you land in the boat of those who have no choice in the matter, I think it's incredibly important to just take a step back and look at this whole situation as being a part of your trail. One of the biggest realizations that I had when I hiked is that everything is connected somehow, some way. Even though you're not on the trail right now, you are still emotionally connected to it. And it's a weird concept if you've never experienced it, but the way I see it is that from the moment the PCT or some other trail gets a hold of you, you begin your journey. For some, that might be a few months. For others, it's a few years. Regardless of the time spent leading up to the hike, it's just as important as the time spent on the hike, and even thereafter. If your plans to hike the PCT have been blasted out of the atmosphere, you have to know that it's not over, not even by a long shot. It might feel like you're missing your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but I guarantee you that there was a time leading up to the hike that you felt like it could never happen in the first place. But there you are with a permit, right? It's in your hand. You're just not able to use it. Somewhere along the way, you made it work. You solved for X, and the world didn't end. Think about that decision to hike, to put everything on hold, and remember what it took to do that, because you can no doubt 100% do it again. Yeah, it might be harder or stranger or take a little longer, but if you did it once, you can do it again. I also know that without a doubt, the trail will provide. One way or another, it takes care of you. Maybe instead of looking at it like a tragedy, you should look at it like the first of many trials you're going to experience on the trail. It's always trying to teach us something. We just need to be open to hearing the lesson rather than getting caught up in our own heads. So take a breather from the stress and the angst and just think about it. Try to find the silver lining, because this will not be the first or the last time these trails will challenge you. If you cannot get past this while you're physically feeling great, how do you think you're going to feel when you're beat up from the trail and forced to deal with other equally challenging emotional situations? If you are dead set on hiking the PCT or whatever other trail is out there, you will hike it. No virus, no pain, no elevation gain or weather is going to prevent you from doing it. It just means that you have to work harder at it, and that's not always a bad thing. When you do finally hike, just think about how good it's going to feel to be out there after everything you had to go through. For those in the boat of being able to hike, but left deciding if it's the right thing to do, well, this is going to be the first of many difficult decisions you're going to have to make out there. Another huge realization I had when hiking was how often you're forced to make decisions that are actually important, and they're hard ones. Some of the decisions you have to make are trivial, like, oh, where am I going to camp? Where am I going to stay in town? While others are a little more serious, like, I don't know, deciding to go through a pass when it's packed with snow, or maybe deciding to hike through a section of trail that's close to catching on fire. It happens. I met some hikers that had a fire run through the trail, and they were literally standing in the middle of burning trees. The hourly, daily, weekly, and monthly decisions you're going to have to make on the trail will span the spectrum of easy to hard. So consider this whole virus situation to be part of that decision experience. No one can tell you what to do. You have to be responsible for your decisions and the outcomes that come from those decisions. My advice is to practice making them as often as you can so you can become good at decision making. Our daily lives back home are as easy as it gets for the most part. It is really rare that you have to make a decision that could put you or anyone you know in a scary situation. So prepare now by learning to make decisions. I recall being so tired of making decisions that I just wanted to toss in the towel. It seemed never ending. One decision after the next, after the next, after the next, physically tired, emotionally tired, still having to make decisions. The year I hiked was a really bad snow year, and all I wanted to do was to be able to hike and not have to plan so much for what might be waiting for me in 2 days or whatever else. The unknowns were unknown. It was emotionally exhausting, and I was freaking tired of it. But that's part of the trail. That's part of life. So get used to it, because problems don't just evaporate when you touch the monument and you start hiking north. They more than likely do quite the opposite. They double and triple and quadruple. They don't go away. You're trading daily life problems for a whole nother set of real freaking problems. Real ones. But that's part of it. And you're going to learn to enjoy it. Which brings me to my final thought for you today. Backcountry problems are real problems, and they require real decision making. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you don't. For every good decision I made on the PCT, I know I made a bad one. Could be shoes, could be water, could be food. It's all there. The moment you leave the trailhead, regardless of the trailhead, all things are created equal. Nature does not give a damn if you have $1 million in the bank account or you have zero. It will eat you up and spit you back out just the same, because nature is black and white. There's no gray area. Good decisions result in good outcomes. Bad decisions result in bad outcomes. And within each of those are a million little micro decisions that can bring you out of a bad situation or decision, or make you tumble even deeper into them. This is probably one of my favorite things about spending time in the backcountry. You learn quick. You physically feel the result of your decision making. Fail to take care of your feet and you're going to have problems. Fail to plan for conditions or terrain and you're going to have problems. The list goes on and on with example after example, and it's good for us to experience it. If you can get to the point of making decisions in the backcountry, then those made at home just get a little easier, because home life isn't as black and white. There's a lot of gray area back home. The backcountry can teach us so much about ourselves and about life if we just take the time to listen to it and reflect on it. It's not always obvious, but it's there if we're willing to look for it. So yeah, those are my thoughts on this whole coronavirus, the PCT, people getting stuck in their countries, not being able to finish out a dream scenario, having to decide if you go or don't go, and just decision-making in general. If any of this sparks ideas or thoughts that you'd like to share, I highly encourage you to join the Facebook group. The link is in the description of this episode. Easy to find, the Byland Podcast Facebook group. I would love to hear your thoughts on decision-making, examples of your decision-making, good examples, bad examples, what you learned from those examples. The way I see it, we should not keep those stories in our heads. We need to share them with people so that they can learn from it. I love that kind of thing. So if you're into that kind of thing, join the Facebook group. Otherwise, I will see you on the other side of this music. All right, that's it for me. Episode 107, talking about the coronavirus, the PCT, and the whole backcountry decision-making thing. If you like this episode, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. If you have not introduced yourself yet and you listen to the show on a regular basis, shoot me an email. Shoot me a message on Instagram, emery@byland.co. There are links in the description. Check out the website. I just want to get to know you guys. I love it when I hear from people that are listening to the show. If you are headed out on an adventure anytime soon, no matter where you're at, be safe, make good decisions, and I'll see you next time.